I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. In case you haven't heard, the elk are coming back to West Virginia. I'll explain all about it right after this. In recent days, the Division of Natural Resources and the U.S. Forest Service have reached a memorandum of understanding, giving the green light to the trapping of 20 wild elk from the Land Between the Lakes National Recreation Area in western Kentucky. Those will be relocated to southern West Virginia. DNR Wildlife Section Chief Paul Johansson says it's been something a lot of people have been anticipating.
It's a pretty exciting time for West Virginia. I think it's probably one of the premier conservation efforts that our agency has been engaged in for many, many years, and we're pretty excited about it. I know a lot of the local citizenry down there in the southern part of West Virginia, as well as from across the state that are interested in elk, are pretty excited.
Johansson says the plan is to get the ball rolling next month.
Well, we're going to be moving down to actually trap the animals from Land Between the Lakes over in western Kentucky sometime in the middle part of November, and depending upon our success in terms of rounding those animals up and doing the proper disease testing protocols and everything, we hope to have hooves on the ground sometime in mid-December.
That'll be the first of what will be several stockings of elk over the next few years.
Our initial stocking is going to be on the Tomlin Wildlife Management Area, which is in Logan County. We have a holding facility that we've constructed with help from the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation and some local folks down in that area. We've got a small holding facility that the elk will temporarily reside in for a short period of time to acclimate, and then they'll be released after a day or two or maybe a week or so of holding in that facility.
Judging from the success seen in Kentucky with their elk reintroductions, it's expected southern West Virginia's terrain will be perfectly suited for the elk to thrive. Someday, although nobody knows exactly when, there will be elk hunting again in West Virginia. In the meantime, it's just nice having them around.
When elk populations get to a level where they're sustainable, we would certainly hope to have at least initially some type of a limited type of a hunt. I think our hunters are most interested in that. But there are also going to be some tremendous opportunities for those folks that just want to observe elk and hear an elk bugle on.
The last wild elk documented in West Virginia disappeared in 1875. Their long-awaited return is almost over. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.